Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time weekly, exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's an interactive show. We're going to take callers and live tweets. We're talking NCAA basketball right through the tournament. Super Bowl Sunday is on the horizon. We just finished up a fantastic college football bowl season and championship round. Vegas lines, huge movement, bad beats. This is what this show is about. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio, NCAA, NFL, fantasy football, taking your calls, recapping what's going on, gambling tips. This is what we are about. Why is that line movement? Public versus Vegas. TrendBetting.com has your exclusive winners right online. Check us out. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, Donnie Wrightside, Thursdays, 8 p.m., TrendBetting.com. Welcome to Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time weekly, exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's an interactive show. We're going to take callers and live tweets. We're talking NCAA basketball right through the tournament. Super Bowl Sunday is on the horizon. We just finished up a fantastic college football bowl season and championship round. Vegas lines, huge movement, bad beats. This is what this show is about. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio, NCAA, NFL, fantasy football, taking your calls, recapping what's going on, gambling tips. This is what we are about. Why is that line movement? Public versus Vegas. TrendBetting.com has your exclusive winners right online. Check us out. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, Donnie Wrightside, Thursdays, 8 p.m., TrendBetting.com. On our end with our action card and also with our other bit of information there. Standings, tonight's action, look ahead, UNI versus WSU, and take a look to see exactly what's going to go on this weekend in the Missouri Valley Conference. One of my favorite things there in the Missouri Valley Conference is that it's going to be down to all the marbles. You're going to have two teams this weekend, University of Northern Illinois versus the Wichita State Shockers, and they're going to be going again, as I said, for all the marbles this weekend, winner take all in the MVC. and everything taking place. And again, sorry for the ramble there a little bit there, just going over a few more things on the technical difficulties here that we do have. All right, on the intro tonight, welcome back to the show, guys. Guys Sports Talk Radio, as you know, myself, Donnie Wrightside, specializing in college football, college basketball, NFL football, and award-winning Major League Baseball. In this show, we're going to eventually take phone calls. This is going to move to a five-day-a-week show for at least a half hour, maybe even an hour per day in the upcoming months, so definitely take a look for that there. We recap what happens during the past week as well as what's going to take place in the upcoming weeks as well. We always like to say, again, you hear, why is that line moving? It's public versus Vegas. Which side should you be on? About myself, I've been a pro in this game well over 20 years, schooled going over favorites, going over underdogs there, whatever side that you want there. You have to have an angle. You have to stick to it. But knowledge is key in this game. The more knowledge you have, the better you're going to do overall long term, as well as taking, as I always say, the 401k approach. You don't need to bet every single game on the board. You don't need to bet every single night. College basketball is a little bit different than just, say, maybe football season, because you're going to have 40 to 50, and then on Saturday, over 100 games that might be lined on the board there for you. So you can fire away a little bit more in college basketball because there is a lot more action that is opposed, on the board than what college football and the National Football League will have there. So always the best method for myself, less is more. Pick your spots. You see a big mismatch, fire away. That's why we have an all-action card, which we have some nice leans on these games that you do want to put some money on, but then we also have our premium card, which is the games that we found the biggest mismatches, and those are the ones that you want to hit between 55 to 60% and put those big winners in your back pocket. As I said, love to do NCAA basketball, NFL, Major League Baseball, college basketball. It's a lot of fun going because it's 365 days a year, 7 days per week, and it's a lot of fun on there. So, I mean, keep in mind there for you on trendbetting.com, we do have a lot of very, very knowledgeable handicappers on there. If you haven't checked out the site, folks, check it out now. Go to trendbetting.com. All you have to do is click on the experts tabs. We're all right there. Lucky Lance Williams, owner, operator of the site, very sharp, intelligent guy. As I said before, you heard the story many times. We met a few years back, had many conversations. There was no pressure to join trendbetting.com, but there was a vision in place that Lance had, and I believed in that vision, and that's why 2 years later, I'm still on that website. Everybody's good friends on there. We share information back and forth because the goal is to win. That is the bottom line there. Also on the website, CJ the Razor. Check him out on monitorsportspick.com. Kid's killing it. Sharp as they come. Takes a lot of underdogs. So is that your type of sweated out action? CJ is going to give it to you there, but he is going to win those games. If you're looking at a game on the college basketball board that doesn't look right, chances are CJ is on that side. So hit him up on there, trendbetting.com. Click on his tab. Take packages there, most of them there between $249 to $299 a month, but don't look at it like that. On a single day basis, you want to build that bankroll the right way. At the end of the month, that package is going to more than pay for itself. As well as Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, Caleb the Prophet, and also myself, Donnie Wrightside. Again, folks, can't stress it enough, trendbetting.com. Go to the experts tab. Even if you look on the front page of the website there, you see the rotating blogs going back and forth. There's information on that site. Not everything costs in life. We're here to help you out. If you do want our plays, of course, it's going to be a little bit of money out of pocket, but the long-term benefits are tremendous. It's about building the bankroll. Not one day, not 2 days, not 1 week, not 2 weeks. You're never going to win every night, and anybody that promises you that, they're absolutely lying. Take it from a professional. It's what you have to look on the long-term outcome. If you can get on more right sides than wrong sides, you're going to put the percentages in your favor and win. So that's my spiel on trendbetting.com. I'm there. Again, folks, go check it out. It's a lot of good information, a lot of good people on there. Check us out on Twitter and on Facebook as well. Let's get right to the good stuff here, folks. All right, let's get right into the NCAA basketball start of the week. Let's just take a look and snipe at some big-time games there. What I mean by big-time is top 25 games, which you know I'm not betting on, but they are interesting to watch. We certainly watch every single one of them. And with the NCAA tournament on the horizon, get your knowledge in now. Pick your favorite team. Your bracket is coming up very shortly, as well as going over those games as well. One of my favorite times, I mean, forget the NCAA field of 64, 68, or 72, or whatever it is right now. The conference championship matchups, which start next weekend, they are fantastic. I mean, you got college basketball going on middays on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, leading you right up, giving you that appetizer for the tournament. But starting out this week on Monday, Kansas State did absolutely upend Kansas in the Octagon of Doom at Kansas State in the Little Apple of Manhattan. It was a very good game. There was a lot of controversy in that game. They did storm the court, and a couple of the Kansas players got hip-checked right off of the court. It was actually kind of funny to watch, but I guess being in there is a little bit hectic and pretty dangerous. Louisville, 17th ranked in the nation, knocked off Georgia Tech 52-51. They were down 7 at the break in an ugly football game type score, 24-17 at the half. Chris Jones on that team, a key point guard, was kicked off previous to that game, and we now learn that it turns out that he does have a couple sexual assault charges, including rape and sodomy. So Ricky Pitino's got his team in turmoil down there. He's got to turn the page fairly quickly, but heading into the tournament and conference tournament time, not good to lose your starting point guard and maybe your overall best player. In that respect, if we take a look, that was Monday. There are just a couple quick games to take a look at as we rolled into Tuesday. Big upset here for me, or myself anyway. Wisconsin was rolling along at 25-2 and 13-1 in the Big Ten. Maryland did upend them 59-53 at Maryland. Villanova, I mean, you want to talk about a 26-2 team flying under the radar? That's Villanova. I mean, they damn near won by 30 over Providence on Tuesday, 89-61. It almost seems like every time I look up with Villanova, if they're not in a close game in the first half, it's absolutely destruction and terror as the game goes on, because Villanova looks like they're averaging the win to me, just from an outsider looking in, 15, 20, 25 points per game in that respect. Another upset on Tuesday night, Notre Dame was upended by Syracuse at Notre Dame. Syracuse 18-10, 9-6 in the ACC. Doesn't matter, as you know. I mean, they put themselves on a self-imposed ban of postseason play this year, so they will not be participating in anything that's going on there. West Virginia had a nice win at home over Texas, 71-64, and Arkansas did beat Texas A&M 81-75, filling out that Tuesday night. Heading in over to Wednesday, obviously that was last night, Kentucky continues to look impressive, 28-0, 15-0 in the SEC, 74-56 winner over Mississippi State there. One of the teams that's really interesting to me still, Virginia loses one of their top players. They beat Wake Forest on the road 70-34 in the tournament. When you're playing on neutral courts, defense travels. Your offense doesn't always travel. We talked about it many, many times before in the past. If you're going into those big domes and those big arenas there, you're going to have a different shooting backdrop. So teams that tend to shoot the three or shoot a high percentage from the floor, that doesn't always translate, because it's like playing in an away gym in an unfamiliar territory. The one thing that does travel is your defense. Doesn't matter where you're at. You can square up and play man-to-man, 2-3 zone, 3-2 matchup zone, whatever it is. If you play defense, you can make it far in the tournament. That is Virginia. Keep an eye on them. I know they're number two in the country, so I'm not sneaking up on anybody, but that team plays kick-ass defense, and that's going to play a huge thing coming up in the overall tournament. Duke over Virginia Tech, 91-86 in overtime. Duke was down for a lot of that second half, but used a surge to get back in that game, force overtime, and eventually take it over. Northern Iowa escapes Evansville, 68-57. Wichita State over Indiana State, 63-53. That's setting up the Super Bowl of the Mid-American Mid-American bracket. The Metro Atlantic, excuse me, in the East, the MVC in the Central. Again, that is going to be the Super Bowl. We're going to review that in just a few minutes. Sorry to get tongue-tied there a little bit with you folks. Baylor was a nice win at Iowa State. I saw Iowa State was a very popular game last night, catching about maybe -6, -7 points in that one, but Baylor beats them outright at Iowa State. VCU, and maybe the game of the night, you know, not pretty-wise, but overall matchup-wise from what I was looking for, Richmond did upend them 67-63. Richmond, damn tough team at home. Tough team to beat there. VCU had them on the ropes as well as Richmond having VCU on the ropes. That game was like a heavyweight fight, came down right to the end. Richmond does secure the victory. Butler pummels Marquette 73-52, even though Matt Carlino did come back in that game for Marquette. Didn't really seem like it mattered too much overall there. Let's take a look at some standings going over and heading into the weekend as they sit now. Going on KenPom.com, which is the Pomeroy College basketball rankings there over the teams. Kentucky sitting in the number one seed, Virginia 2, Arizona 3, Gonzaga 4, Villanova 5, Wisconsin 6, Utah 7, Duke 8, Oklahoma 9, and Baylor 10. Sneaky Baylor getting into that top 10 there. How about that Big 12 basketball? Kansas right behind them at 11. And once again, number 12 and 13, that's Northern Iowa and Wichita State, which are going to square off 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday. Both of those teams are automatically getting in the tournament. This basically is just for bragging rights and taking home that crown. Iowa State's at 14, Ohio State at 15, North Carolina 16, Michigan State and Louisville 17 and 18, Georgetown and Notre Dame rounding out the top 20 at 19 and 20 there. So that's a look at what you have. Obviously, those teams in the top 20, doesn't matter what they're going to do in the last two or three games or even in their conference tournaments. They're going to get those at-large bids and certainly force the hand of the NCAA to pick somebody else because they are certainly going to be already in there for us. Let's take a look at some overall standings from what we're going to take a look at heading down the stretch in college basketball. Again, we can focus on the Big East, we can focus on the Big 12, the ACC. You know who's going to get in there. You know the contenders, you know the pretenders. Not really a big thing heading into conference tournament play because a lot of those teams already have the at-large bids wrapped up. Now, every once in a while, like an NC State might stun and go ahead and win the ACC, or somebody fights hard in the Big 12, gets to the title game, and eventually earns an at-large bid. I like to focus on the lower-level conferences because a lot of these conferences don't get an automatic bid, an at-large bid. You have to win the conference tournament to get the at-large the automatic bid. But the thing that makes it great there is now at the end of the season, these teams are jockeying for playoff seeding in their own conference tournaments, whereas the ACC, the Pac-12, the Big 12, you know, if they lose a game here or there, so what? They get the third seed as opposed to the fifth seed, or the fifth seed as opposed to the seventh seed. Half those teams are going to be in the tournament as is. But right now, when you jockey for seeding in the smaller conferences, let's just say the A-10, with Dayton, Davidson, Virginia Commonwealth, Rhode Island, UMass, Richmond, GW, St. Bonaventure, LaSalle, St. Joseph's. I mean, look at that. You're going 10 deep there. Those teams are going to battle. The A-10 tournament's going to be fantastic. They're having that again in the Barclays Center up in New York City in the Brooklyn section there. So that's going to be a lot of fun to watch as well. ACC standings again. Virginia, Duke, Notre Dame, Louisville, Carolina, Syracuse is taking herself out. Pittsburgh, Miami, NC State on that cut line there. But again, there's nothing really there. So what if Miami gets hot, wins three games in the ACC, they're in the at-large bid. Woohoo, you know, big deal. There's not really too much pressure that is going to be heading into those bigger type conferences. Colonial Athletic, the CAA. William & Mary looks to be the class there. UNC Wilmington, Northeastern, James Madison. Hofstra, you know, on the outside looking in. Drexel just lost Damian Lee, their best player, so they're really not going to be a factor down the stretch. So that lead is a little bit top-heavy with the top four that are going to contend and try to get that automatic bid by winning the conference. Conference USA, one of my favorite leagues there. Louisiana Tech, UTEP, UAB, Old Dominion, Western Kentucky, Middle Tennessee State. I don't think any of those are going to get an at-large bid come tournament time. Old Dominion's 9-5 in the conference, 20-6 overall. Louisiana Tech is a damn good basketball team, but a lot of times you're going to be fighting on that maybe play-in game there that you're going to see the first four, I guess the last four in, whatever they call it, heading into Dayton that weekend. MAC standings, you know me, I love the conference. I own a 16-2, 23-6 overall, and a lot of times that's not even good enough to get in to the NCAA tournament without winning the conference tournament. However, with that addition of four extra teams, you might look at Iona. Let's just say they run the table the rest of the way in the conference and then get all the way to the championship game, and maybe Rider, Manhattan, or Canisius gets Valenti back and knocks them off. They might have an outside shot at getting one of those at-large bids as opposed to having to win the conference as well. Take a look at the Mid-American standings. Again, that's the MAC. Give me some MAC in there. Bowling Green, Kent State, Buffalo, and Akron all lumped into that East standings there. All very good teams. Either one of those four can end up winning that league. Flipping over to the west side of it, you have Central Michigan, Toledo, Western Michigan, and Eastern Michigan a little bit looking on the outside in. And by the way, Eastern Michigan has the kryptonite on me for this whole year. I think we're 0-4, maybe even 0-5 in total plays with Eastern Michigan, both for and against. So I'm going to steer clear of that team. I just can't get a good feel on them at all. Missouri Valley Conference, Northern Iowa, Wichita State, they're both in the tournament there. Illinois State, Indiana State, and Evansville, very, very good basketball teams, but tend to be looking on the outside in. Maybe if they make a run, knock off an NIU, get all the way to the final, maybe the conferences might be looking at them as well, with the selection committee maybe giving them an at-large bid. But once again, I do doubt that that's actually going to happen. Sun Belt standings, we have a lot of action in this league as well. Georgia Southern and Georgia State, I think, is the class of that Sun Belt. UL Monroe, UL Lafayette, and UT Arlington bring up the next step, but certainly you're going to look for a conference there in the conference championship game. Georgia State, Georgia Southern would be fantastic if they both got there. So that is the standings of the lower level that we did want to take a look at and see who's going to get in. But again, keep an eye on it, man. That horizon is coming fairly quickly on there of who's going to actually be in and be out. Joe Lenard is going to be giving his standings left and right, but conference championship play, especially with the smaller conferences, is where it's at. Folks, hold on just for 1 minute here. Going to take a quick break, play some Bills. We'll be back on the other side. Give me a minute. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Let's take a look tonight on Long Shot Sports Radio with your host, Primetime Edition, Donnie Wrightside. Let's take a look at some live action tonight. A lot of these games, since it is about 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, have already finished up. Temple with a nice easy win over Houston tonight. They did struggle a little bit in that game, and I believe it closed at 14, so they end up with a 66-54 winner in that game. Earlier action, Omaha with an outright winner over IPFW. Some of the smaller schools, Western Illinois, did lose to IUPUI. Western Carolina Furman. Furman picks up a 4-point winner there. Sliding down there, looks like Chattanooga's in double overtime with VMI 84-79. Looks like VMI in a little bit of slow motion tonight, only having 79 points in double overtime. They usually like to kick it in high gear, and they should have, usually have 79 points by the end of regulation. Taking a look and sliding it down here, St. Francis, PA, 63-60 over Mount St. Mary's in NEC play. Also in NEC play, Robert Morris, 91-59 winner over Wagner. In the Big 10, big game tonight there with Michigan State actually down 6 in overtime to Minnesota. At game time, I believe Minnesota was catching about 8 to 8.5 points in that game as it turned out. And just going to go over just a few more quick scores. As you know, I have to go over my Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference game of the night. Ryder and Monmouth basically playing for that top line in the tournament seeding there. 43-33 Ryder. Ryder was catching, I believe Ryder was a +3 at game time there. Lost Lopez, the starting center, and they did take a bad loss to Niagara last time out, but it looks like Ryder is holding court there. Monmouth's not that team that's going to race up and down, shoot three, so if they're down 10, they might as well be down 25 at this point. Georgia Southern, one of our one-star action plays tonight, an easy winner, 77-58 over Appalachian State. It's a good thing for our followers and our friends. It looks like they pulled that one out. Milwaukee with an upset winner over Wright State. JT Yoho was going to come back in tonight's game. It looks like they're going to hold him out for Saturday. Thomason did come back tonight, but it looks like it wasn't enough. Hey, credit Wisconsin-Milwaukee playing some good basketball down the stretch. So it's certainly not a thing to put your head down. Vanderbilt storms back and beats Tennessee 73-65 after being down 11 at the break. Ohio State smashes Nebraska 81-57. So that's just taking a quick look at what was going on with tonight's action in NCAA basketball. Let's take a quick look ahead on the last thing we do tonight with the Northern Iowa Panthers versus the Wichita State Shockers. That game is coming up on Saturday, and I'm really excited for it. If you take a look back overall, start the season for NIU, it's been fantastic. They have two losses on the season. One was at Virginia Commonwealth when they were full blast with nobody injured. 93-87, they lost that game in double overtime in a very, very hostile environment. They also lost at Evansville, which is no slouch, on the road, 52-49. Otherwise, they have been perfect. That last loss was on New Year's Day. And, of course, today is February the 26th, and they haven't lost since New Year's Day. That does include a monster win and blowout winner over current number 12, Wichita State, 70-54, and that was at NIU. Taking a look at this game, getting a little bit into the statistics, it's going to be a defensive battle. I mean, you're going to have two of the 10 best teams in the country playing in the MVC, and both of those teams can flat out play defense. That is their calling card. If you take a look at NIU overall, they give up 53.9 points a game, which is good for number 4 overall in the nation. So if you think you're just going to walk in there, shoot threes and get to the rack, that's not going to happen. If you look at Wichita State, that team is battle-tested, tournament-tested, the ninth overall defense in the country, giving up 55.7 points a game. Now, do I think the game is going to be in the 50s? No, I think it's going to be a little bit higher scoring because both of these teams are very, very efficient and very skilled. So look for that game to be somewhere in the mid-60s, maybe high 60s. Still think it's going to be a close game. Ron Baker, Van Fleet, Tekel Cotton. This team has it all for Wichita State. I can't wait to cap it once the actual lines come out for Saturday and really get in deep and get in touch. If you ask me now, it's hard to win on the road. It's hard to win at Wichita State. It's hard to win at UNI. So it's going to be a very, very fun game just to sit back and take a look at. On the season itself, they only have two losses as well. I mean, Wichita State on a neutral court site to George Washington, which, again, is no slouch, 60-54, and their only other loss was at UNI, again, a top 15 rated team, 70-54. They got beat up, so revenge is going to be on their mind. Again, they both escaped games last night, which were look-ahead games. Indiana State, Wichita State got by them 63-53, and Evansville on the opposite side that UNI did get by. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch that game. Folks, we're just about out of time. Sorry for the technical difficulties to start the show. There was another segment that we did want to fit in, but obviously we just did not have time to do so. So hopefully you have a lot of information from this. You're going to look forward to the weekend. Use information, folks, to your advantage. It's definitely the way to go. And once again, check out trendbetting.com. Go to the website. Click on the experts tabs. We'll see you next Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you on the right side. Welcome to Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Rightside. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time weekly, exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's an interactive show. We're going to take callers and live tweets. We're talking NCAA basketball.